Right, so that's next Tuesday.
Meeting of the Planning and Development Committee to order here on Tuesday, September 5th. Thank you all for taking time out of your day to be here. We will we'll go ahead and get started on the agenda. Item number one, which is the approval of the minutes from the July 31st, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for approval. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Moving on to number two, which is public comments. We do take public comment at this committee. You are able to either make public statements now at this point in the meeting, or you can wait until the agenda item comes up and speak at that time, whichever your preference is. So is there anybody who would like to make a public comment on any agenda item at this point?
Can say?
Welcome, Joe.
My apologies.
All right, moving on. Moving on to the review of Planning Commission recommendations from their August 23rd, 2017 meeting. And I will turn this over to Ms. Farrell.
Michelle is going to take the first couple of items that came from the Planning Commission and review those with you.
Thank you. So this first petition is for 425 Bank Street, and it's currently zoned R2. It's in the special R2 overlay district. And the applicant, there was originally a duplex. It was a structure being used as a duplex, and it was torn down, and they wanted to build it again, and you're not allowed to do that. You have to rezone it to R3. So they are requesting R3 zoning that would allow a duplex as a permitted use. And the Planning Commission did recommend denial, and I can answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Michelle. Any questions for staff?
No questions, just that this is a recovery neighborhood, a lot of good stuff going on there, and mm-hmm. I would hate to see it revert back to a duplex situation.
All right, is there anybody in the public who would care to comment on this item? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the committee?
Move for denial.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for denial. Any more discussion? All in favor of the motion for denial, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion for denial passes 4-0. Thank you, Michelle. Next.
Thank you. This next one is annexation for a parcel on Old Georgetown Road. And it's associated also with a zoning and a rezoning of some parcels, but they'd like to annex in, and they're requesting AB, area-wide business, and they're going to be in the urban corridor overlay district. And I can answer any questions.
For approval on the annexation only.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second for approval of the request. Any discussion or questions for staff? Anybody from the public care to comment on this item? Yes, sir.
My name is Kyle Hoyt. I am the applicant. Happy to answer any questions regarding the annexation.
Thank you, Mr. Hoyt. All right, any other discussion from the committee? We do have a motion and a second for approval. Go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. Moving on to item C.
Okay, and again, this is to rezone that parcel AB, area-wide business, and again, keep it in the urban corridor overlay district. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you. Any questions for staff?
Michelle, there is connectivity on both ends here. Does that come out to the turn lane off Johnny Dodds?
Yes. I believe so.
So access is...
It comes out to the frontage, right?
Yeah, the frontage.
But the other side, to the frontage road?
Yeah.
On the Johnny Dodd side?
Yes, sir.
I know about Bowman. Bowman Road is obvious, but mm-hmm. the other is an access to?
I thought that was a cul-de-sac, is that?
You can pretty much just...
I'm happy to clarify.
Okay, Mr. Hoyt's here.
They took away connectivity from Old Georgetown to the frontage road, the ramp. So that's now a cul-de-sac, There is an existing cut through here, a road that gets you out to the front edge road from the neighboring shop.
Okay, thank you.
And then access onto 17 and 526 interchange.
The front, this is actually the ramp. So this, the only place this ramp takes you is to Chuck Dolly.
Chuck Dolly.
To get on 17, you have to go back around. But
okay.
It's part of the 17.
I got you.
Other questions?
What is it zoned now in the county?
In the county, it's for commercial zoning.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, can we hear from the applicant before? I'd like to hear from before I make a motion, if that's
sure.
Keeping with your wishes, sir.
Mr. Whiting.
I don't know if there's a better picture, if we could get the zoning map up. But right now, it is a combination of neighborhood commercial, office professional. This parcel is zoned AB. Dixon Nordstrom's, they're zoned AB. All these parcels are owned and controlled by the same entity. To adjust these property lines and kind of promote better development, we're trying to get them under common zoning. We can't take care of, you know, we can't eliminate that property line without this parcel being zoned as the same as the neighboring one. So this is just the first step in, you know, doing some better development for the town.
Yes, please.
Any vision of this that you'd like to share with us now that would help us in making an informed decision?
Sure. So we met with staff, we met with Michael Robertson and Chris Lully to present a concept. The concept will kind of be along the same idea as the neighboring shopping center. It'll be a mix of retail, restaurant, office space. The idea is, in the initial concept, is to, you know, we'll connect to the neighboring shopping center and provide connectivity all the way across interior to the property. You know, we will be proposing some curb cuts on Old Georgetown, but it is part of a bigger, you know, mixed use plan for those parcels.
Good question.
Yes.
Mr. Hoyt, that corner property you mentioned, it's not occupied now, is that correct?
It's the old imaging.
Correct.
Center is not occupied. The plans that we'll be coming forward with will take that down and bring some more
project.
Correct. Yes. Okay. The same group entity controls all these properties from Bowman all the way to 17. So we're just trying to get it set up so we can do some bigger picture development.
Did you get your questions answered?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just one final thought. As excuse me, all of you know, I used to own the property in the slash there. Our funeral home location used to be there on that old Georgetown Road, and drove that road many, many years. And to see what you're trying to put together and the improvements in the area is certainly a much welcomed addition. I know from all of what were my former neighbors for many, many years. And I'm pleased to see what you've cobbled together. And I hadn't heard the vision. And I appreciate your comments, and thank you for offering those when you didn't have to. And any further comments you would offer would be appreciated.
Yeah, I'll just tell you there's enough interest here to do the two corners at this time. We came with a couple different buildings for the middle. It's not enough. We don't have a user for that space yet, but each. You know, end of this development will be set up so the middle can be connected in between. So.
And just for clarity, for the audience too, this is a request for zoning only, not for a particular project.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to make a motion. Before I do, I want to go on the record to say that I am not an investor, not an advisor. I don't financially benefit from this group, and I'm stated I was a former landowner neighbor. That's been greater than 7 years ago. So I do not see zero conflict of interest in my making this motion to approve as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, we have a second. Okay. Any more discussion? Anybody from the public? Again, like to comment on this? All right, we'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Moving on to item D.
And again, this is just part of the larger proposed submittal. And what it is I think that one parcel is office professional, the others are neighborhood commercial. The overlay district does allow those uses, so the AB zoning isn't necessary to do those particular uses. However, they would like to do some lot line adjustments, so they want to make it consistent for the underlying zoning. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Questions? Mr. Smith?
This has been explained. I move for approval.
We have a motion and a second for approval for item D. Any other questions? Anyone in the public care to speak? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to item E.
Okay, I'm going to take this next one. This is an addition of a definition to our zoning code for what a story means. We hadn't had a definition before. I think y'all are probably aware we had an issue within this past year about this. And so what we have developed is with Mr. Cave, our building official, working with our zoning administrator, come up with a definition for inclusion within the zoning code that clearly defines what a story is. We had already had some definitions in our flood regulations, and so this kind of clarifies what it means when it comes to zoning. Y'all know that we've got some zoning districts that specify height not only by the actual overall height of the building, but also by story. And so this addresses all of that, and take care of any issues that we have going forward with any confusion that there may have been with our flood regulations or definitions elsewhere in the code. And the Planning Commission recommended approval.
Thank you, Ms. Farrell. I have to say I was a little surprised that something as basic as a story was something that hadn't been addressed before, but I'm glad to see we're doing it now. Any questions for staff on the definition of a story?
Eric, you good on this? This covers everything. Legal sign off on this. We're good.
Yep. The definition of an apex. What's apex?
The apex at the top.
Top.
Where is
point,
it in there?
The point.
I didn't.
Okay.
Where is it?
Yes.
The top.
Chairman, I move for approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion for approval and a second for approval. Any public comment? Any further discussion? Mr. Prowse, this looks like it's got your fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
Thank you for your work.
Not yet.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to item number 4 on the agenda. This is an annexation request for 1.5-acre tract of land located at 2839 Highway 17 North, identified by the TMS number on the agenda.
And so
for approval on the annexation of items 4 and 5, just annexations.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
I'm still looking to see.
Well, we can go back and give you a little bit of, okay, so this one is just down from Walgreens, in between like the new Wando Wash and Walgreens, fairly large tract of land. It's an acre and a half, but you can see it's fairly deep. So it's just going to come in automatically as community conservation and inclusion in the Sweetgrass District would apply for the front part of the property as well.
Okay. Good.
What about the other?
Okay.
The other one's Ravens Run, so one of the parcels that had not annexed before.
Thank you.
Other questions? Any public comment on this item? Items 4 and 5? No? All right, we'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor for approval of items 4 and 5 on the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motions pass 4-0. All right, moving on to item number 6, which is a... By the way, we're on speed dial today. This is incredible.
We're not there yet.
All right, so item number 6, a staff update on the Affordable Housing Committee. Ms. Farrell, you got this?
You had asked for this, Mr. Bremer. And so to let you know where we are with everything, staff has hired, or not staff, but the town, has hired Mr. Jack Little. Y'all remember that the recommendations that came out of the Housing Task Force were for hiring someone to assist with the implementation of the Workforce Housing Task Force recommendations. And so we've moved forward with that first recommendation, which was to hire a part-time staff person, Jack Little. And so Jack's with us here today. And he can say hello to you in just a second and kind of let you know where he is and what he's been doing. But to let you know also, the Housing Committee, they're going to have their first meeting next week. The group is comprised mostly of those who were on that Housing Task Force, slightly smaller group than that. That was a very large group, but it's comprised mostly of those folks. And so Jack's been working on putting that meeting together with them, and so they are moving forward with all of those recommendations that were presented to you from the Housing Task Force, such as working on establishing not-for-profit. That Jack knows that's kind of one of his number one priorities, because that was one of the number one things that the task force was looking for. And so I'll let him say hello real quick and then see if I'll have any questions for either staff or for Jack.
Jack, welcome. It's great to have you with the town. For those of you who don't know, Jack is no stranger to the town of Mount Pleasant. His excellent work as the executive director of ECHO for many years. So very happy to have you on this project as well. So have some words you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I wanted to find a new opportunity, new challenges, and this is filling that role. So I'm excited to be working with the town. I want to thank all the staff for your help in getting me oriented and continuing to help me. I've been doing some research and processing information and doing some planning of how, you know, we're going to be able to move this forward. I especially appreciate town council's consideration for the 72% of the people that don't live here but work here. And including them in part of the community, I think, is just, it makes us who we can be. So anyway, that's what we're looking at. We're meeting next Tuesday, and look forward to moving on from there, like beginning to formalize a mission statement, and then also give a name to the proposed 501c3, and that way we can start the paperwork.
I look forward to your regular updates on the progress. Any other comments, or
Mr. Chairman? I would just add, Jack, thank you for stepping up and volunteering, submitting your name in for this opportunity for the town. Your credentials, your servant leadership speaks for itself, so I won't spend a lot of time pontificating the accolades that you've earned, so deservingly so.
Go ahead.
But I look forward to those continuing. No disrespect to anyone who used this before, but for many employees who've come to work with my organization and many other organizations around this community, the old drive until you qualify thought process has got to be eliminated from our thought process as we look for housing, variety of housing for our workforce and our family members. My own three boys, I hope when they graduate college someday, hopefully within 4 years each, will have an opportunity to find a job and afford to live within this great community they were all raised in. So it's no small feat, no small task. And as you know, I will be here for two more meetings, and y'all are all done with the fat ball guy and his comments here on town council, but you are not getting rid of me and my loud voice as we continue to move forward as a community. So thank you for what you're doing, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Any other comments?
Nope.
Hold on, Kevin, one second. Hold on one second. Nope. You good? Sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
Yep, good evening, 303-0, just like the affordable housing thing. Than just the availability of housing. This is great that we're starting the process. to look at how do we get properties that are doable for affordable housing, but we also have to look at wages. As far as town employees, that's directly controlled by the town. You know, we can talk about teachers, we can talk about healthcare workers, they don't work for the town. The town employees, we do have control over. So we should be looking at that as part of a comprehensive plan. And the third part is, of course, financing. And there are ways for the town to encourage financing options, maybe through partnership with other levels of government and Fannie Mae and all that stuff. But it's not just provide a little spot for a small house that someone with a certain salary can buy. We have to make sure that the three pieces are together. So thank you.
And just for clarification, the work of the Affordable Housing Task Force or group is pretty well defined. Those tasks have been laid out by council, and so I think Jack's got a very good sense of what needs to take place to move forward. So I'm sure any community input or suggestions, they're open to that. But in terms of what they're tasked to do is pretty well defined within the scope of their work, so we look forward to progress in those areas. Thank you, Jack, for being here. Moving on to item number 7 on the agenda, which is a staff update on the 2018 comprehensive plan process.
I'm going to let Liz take this because Mr. Bremer, as you and I discussed, we'll probably have this every month for the next about 18 months or so on your agenda, just kind of keeping committee and council aware of the status of and in progress of the comprehensive plan. So Liz is going to give you a quick update on things that we've done so far.
Okay, got to get this right here. Thank you so much. Yes, and we'll be here for the foreseeable future. So looking forward to that. Just to bring you up, you know, keep you in the loop and where we are with activity on the comprehensive plan, staff has been working closely with our consultants over the past several months, trying to make sure that they've got the information they need, helping them gather data, put together maps, sort through the data to make sure that they have, they and we, I suppose, have what we need as we start off this process in terms of a baseline, where we are, and then so we can know where we're going. Part of their data collection, I know, has been talking with different stakeholders, that's the word I'm going for, stakeholders in the town, including, I believe, all of you, to make sure that they understand Mount Pleasant, make sure that, you know, everybody knows what the main issues are and kind of where we're trying to go with this. And so they've gotten a good sense of what we as a town are looking for. So I think I'm real excited about that. In terms of practical steps, we have our plan forum put together, and they will be meeting for their first time on the 19th of September, 2 weeks from today. So that's the first time that they will be sitting together as a group and discussing a lot of these issues. We've been giving them some homework, some reading to do in the meantime. Oh, excuse me. In the meantime, so they will be meeting on the 19th, and on October 17th, a month after that, we will be having our first open house for the general public to give us feedback, calling it a listen and learning workshop. It's to make sure that we've got all the issues, everybody has a chance to say, you know, make sure that their ideas are on the table from the get-go. So that'll be coming up. Another thing that you may or may not have seen yet is that the comprehensive plan now has a website. It's hosted on the town's webpage under the spotlight section, which we'll be updating regularly as we go through this process with, you know, meeting notices and opportunities for input. You know, just kind of a brief update like this of where we are in the process and what's coming next. So that anybody and everybody can see what's going on. There's also an opportunity to sign up for a notify me, you know, the email blast that's specific to comp plan issues. So hopefully we'll get a lot of connection and feedback with our residents.
Great. Thank you so much. A great start. A lot of good things happening. Having been involved in this process, it's a lot going on, and appreciate your willingness to sort of try to corral all that into a reasonable process. So we're looking forward to the regular updates as well. Other comments from committee?
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I think you were here earlier when we heard from Citizen Speak giving accolades to the staff regarding the process in which they underwent to have that. And so I think all of us underscore and echo those sentiments, and thank you for that shout out to the staff, specifically to Pat. And it's going to be great. And Eric, we've completed. I know there was some email interchanges with council members between the last council meetings, but this selection process has gone through. It's over and completed, and we're moving forward. Is that correct, sir?
It's as far as we know today, it is. I think certainly town council has the authority, if they deemed it appropriate, to modify or amend the composition of the group. But that's, haven't heard anything officially about anything like that so far.
Very good. Thank you again, and everyone, Christine, everybody, your leadership and all the staff's hard work on that. Len, thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
All right.
26
minutes.
Wow. 26
minutes.
Well, and not that I don't enjoy spending time with Will once a month, but I think it's appropriate that we end early. So I'm looking to adjourn, and thank you all for coming out today.
Thank you.
You made it.